Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks, and we'll begin today with the latest in the battle over outdoor dining in Boston's North End. A number of restaurant owners in the neighborhood are upset over Mayor Michelle Wu's plan to make them pay $7,500 if they want to continue with an outdoor dining program that began during the early days of the pandemic to help them out. Some owners say the fee is too high. Others call it discriminatory and are threatening legal action against the mayor. Here's Christian Silvestri. He's co-owner of Rabia's Dolce Fumo.
We're all paying our taxes. We're all paying our money. We're all paying the same. We pay our meals tax. Huge money. You can't say to us, pay this tax, pay to clean your streets, pay for patrol, pay for this. Oh, and then by the way, for outdoor dining, we want you to pay for it again.
This week, Mayor Wu offered what sounded like a compromise. Restaurants can pay the $7,500 fee in installments, or they can pay a reduced fee if they opt for outdoor patios for only part of the season. Wu says the city will also offer hardship waivers for qualifying establishments.
I believe we can come to a situation this summer where our community members, which includes our residents and our restaurant owners, are all thriving. We need the resources to do that.
Wu says the compromise came as a result of talks with restaurant owners in the neighborhood. Philip Frateroli was one of them. He's the managing partner and CEO of Philmark Hospitality, which manages Lucia's Ristorante and Ducali Pizzeria in the North End. And he joins us now. Phil, good to have you. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
So you worked with the mayor on these compromises. Are you happy with them?
Yes. I mean, I believe that in any compromise, everybody is going to have to give a little bit. I think, for the extraordinary right to have outdoor dining in the North End, considering the cost that the city incurs to be able to let us do it, I think we made a good deal. And I think everybody, not everybody, but most of the North End restaurant owners are happy to get to work.
Right. Now, previously, we spoke to you before, you told WBUR that because of that original $7,500 fee, you would likely not be having outdoor dining at Ducali Pizzeria this summer, and you weren't sure about what to do at Lucia's. I'm wondering where you stand now. Do you plan to take advantage of the adjustments presented by Mayor Wu?
Well, actually, interestingly, the city told us that because Lucia's patio is on private land, we would not have had to pay the $7,500 at all or the parking cost. So that makes sense. Obviously, we weren't taking public resources. But at Ducali, I think I'd like to see what tier we end up in at Ducali. It's not on a main drag. It's it's a pizzeria, so we're not serving expensive wines and things like that. So I'd like to see where we come in, but I think now it's much more reasonable for us to be able to participate. Whereas if it was just a flat $7,500, we would not have done it.
I see. Now some restaurateurs, nevertheless, they want to see this fee scrapped altogether, calling it discriminatory. And a few of those have threatened legal action against the mayor. We reached out to a handful of these restaurants to join this conversation. Most turned us down or didn't get back to us. But we did hear from Christian Silvestri. We heard from him a moment ago. And he says the North End restaurant owners are being singled out. Here's a little more of what he said.
Go down Newbury Street last year when there was tables outside. You can't move. Boylston Street, maybe you can move up and down a little bit. But Newbury Street, you can. You've got residents everywhere. I mean, you have trash everywhere. You have the same impact everywhere. Now, is the North End maybe more dense in restaurants in a smaller area? Yeah, but what does that have to do with anything?
So respond to that, Phil. Why aren't all restaurants having to pay these fees? I mean, does he make a good point there?
It's not for me to say. I think, we're not the only restaurants that have to pay something. That's a narrative that's actually not true. Mm-hmm. In the Back Bay and places where there's metered parking, restaurants are expected to pay for the lost revenue of the meter if they take it in outdoor dining. So every neighborhood is a little bit different. Like, for instance, in the North End, we are one of the few neighborhoods, I think the only neighborhood in Boston, that has trash pickup that's twice a week. The rest of the city has it once a week. So, you know, that speaks to the differences that we are dealing with here in the North End. I went to Newbury Street a few times over the course of outdoor dining. I even looked recently for a comparison's sake to look at Google Maps to see, you know, the congregation of restaurants on Newbury Street. They're lucky if they have two or three restaurants on a block. You know, there's parts of Hanover Street that have 12 or 15 restaurants on a block. So it is different. The Newbury Street is wider. I mean, I don't know exactly how wide, but the sidewalks are a lot wider. It's a lot easier for people to walk. And really we're talking about three streets in the entire city that have a big concentration of restaurants. We're talking about Newbury Street, Hanover Street, and probably Broadway in South Boston. And Hanover Street is by far the thinnest, the sidewalks are the thinnest out of all of those.
Right.
So,
you're saying when those tables are put out on the street and on the sidewalks, they really, really pinch that Hanover Street to get by, essentially, right?
Yeah, I mean, there were very many times before COVID that I felt, you know, cramped walking down the street, raising children here with a stroller. You know, there are parts of the neighborhood that you can't even cross the sidewalk with a stroller. So, you know, we're a little bit different than every place else. And, you know, for me, like, the city made a good case. Like, we should not expect the city to be losing money for us to have the ability to have outdoor seating.
Right.
You know, whether it's lost parking revenue from tickets, whether it's, you know, this interesting plan that they have to make part of Hanover Street one way, and that's going to cost money for infrastructure, that's going to cost money for police details, and they're going to add some resources to the neighborhood to help deal with the amount of people coming in. That was long overdue.
Right. Phil, I have a question, one final question. In terms of what the mayor is offering now, this compromise, does it feel to you like a short-term solution? I mean, is there a long-term kind of fix for what's going on in the North End around this issue? What do you think that is?
Well, that's my concern is, in looking at this issue and this controversy, I want to look at the long-term sustainability of the project, the program. I want there to be outdoor dining in the North End past this year, and I think the way that we do that is with working with the city and realizing that we have unique challenges here in the North End and wanting to be good neighbors to the residents who are against it, wanting to raise a little bit of money and try to put it back into the neighborhood to mitigate some of these issues. So I have a long-term view on things. I'm not, the pain of $7,500 or whatever it is isn't going to stop me from, having the future in mind. And down the road, other neighborhoods are going to be able to do it. So we want to make sure that restaurants in the North End have that ability as well so that we can compete and continue to be the leading restaurant neighborhood in Boston.
All right, got it. That's Philip Frateroli, managing partner and CEO of Philmark Hospitality. He manages Lucia's Ristorante and Ducali Pizzeria in the North End. Phil, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Let me bring in a couple of other voices. Boston City Councilor Lydia Edwards represents District 1, which includes East Boston, Chinatown, and the North End. Councilor Edwards, thanks for joining us.
Hi. How are you all doing?
We're doing well, and it's good to have you. Let me introduce as well Paul Scapicchio, who is a lifelong resident of the North End and the former city councilor for District 1 as well. Paul, good to have you. Thanks for joining us.
Good afternoon.
Councilor Edwards, I want to start with you. Now, in a letter to North End restaurants last week, Mayor Wu said there's been a lot of feedback from North End residents on the negative impacts of outdoor dining the last 2 years in the neighborhood. And she said something similar to us on Radio Boston earlier this week.
Wherever possible, we should be supporting our small businesses. I think that the particular situation and the unique impacts of outdoor dining in this very concentrated area of our city has meant that for residents to also have a livable neighborhood, we need to have a different program here than everywhere else.
So, Councilor Edwards, what have you been hearing from those residents about the outdoor dining, restaurants putting tables out on the streets? What are their top concerns?
Their top concerns are really that we don't have the infrastructure or
the space, honestly, for this many restaurants to have outdoor dining. I think that's been the biggest concern, is that, you know, there was a rallying to save the restaurants when the pandemic first hit, and outdoor dining was seen as an appropriate balance for what was considered. We were curtailing the amount of physical space they had. So we were giving them some more space on our streetscape, on our sidewalks, and our public space. Well, now that the pandemic is basically, or we're possibly coming out of the emergency, state of emergency tomorrow, we're now wondering, is this going to be a permanent structure and infrastructure in the North End? And if it is, how does it get paid for? What are you dealing with when it comes to the congestion, when it comes to we're changing the traffic patterns, when it comes to enforcement, when it comes to increased rodents or increased pollution, when it comes to we were dealing with, I think, noise complaints, the most noise complaints in the city. I mean, there was a lot that the residents had to deal with. And if you want to keep this, the restaurants in the North End are going to have to do something together, united, in a way that helps to mitigate some of those impacts.
Got it. So respond, though, to, we heard from Christian Silvestri at the start of this segment, who says the North End restaurant owners are being singled out, and that that restaurant owners, for example, on Newbury Street or Boylston Street, aren't being asked to pay this extra money. What's wrong with, I mean, is he wrong about that?
Well, factually, no, he's not wrong. There are, this fee is of $7,500 is only for the North End, but he's not, I don't think he's aware, or he's not being completely truthful in the fact that we single out neighborhoods all the time. In Charlestown, we have ticket no tow. They'll ticket your car, they don't tow you in Charlestown. In East Boston, where I live, they will tow you. We in the North End, we have 2 days a week garbage pickup. In other parts of the city, it's once a week, no matter how big the neighborhoods are. So this is, we regularly do different things in for city services, or in how we allow for the restaurants or businesses to thrive all throughout our city all the time. So this isn't being singled out because of the North End. This is being treated differently because the burdens on the residents are different in the North End than they are in other places.
Paul,
and we have...
Sorry. No, I wanted to. Sorry, Counselor. I didn't mean to step on you there. I wanted to bring Paul into the conversation. Paul, you were born and raised in the North End. You have a business in the neighborhood now. You represented the area for almost 10 years. I'm just wondering what your point of view is about all of this. What do you see?
Yeah, it's interesting. I'll throw one other bit on there, too, right? I was born and raised here, and I probably waited tables in 5 to 10 restaurants in the North End. So, you know, I think Counselor Edwards is right. I think that there's always been a really healthy tension in the North End between businesses and residents, right? And it's kind of like it keeps the place vibrant, it keeps the place safe. And, you know, this is one of those situations where, you know, we're running up against, you know, a point where, you know, last year I think everybody will admit that it was probably too tight along Hanover Street, and you couldn't cross, you know, residents couldn't cross mid-block to get across to a store or something else, because literally there were restaurant tables from corner to corner. So, you know, I guess I would just say, you know, when you have a compromise, not everybody gets everything they want, but if everybody walks away a little bit disgruntled, but okay, then you've kind of hit a good point. And it does seem like that's where we are right now. And I'm sure I'll get yelled at when I walk down Hanover Street probably later on.
Do we need to think about a long-term permanent solution? I want to ask you both. I'll start with you, Paul.
So I think this is the perfect time to think about that, right? We have a pilot program. A pilot program is just that. It's a chance to try things out. I think it would probably be a really good time, you know, to take some of those funds and maybe do some, you know, traffic studies and studies of, you know, pedestrian traffic and other things to sort of come up with, you know, outdoor dining 2.0 for next year, right? I mean, you know, maybe it is time to look at rerouting Hanover Street one way, or, you know, having some other ways of having residents still be able to use the streets and have, you know, a program that maybe works even better.
Yeah. So, Councilor Edwards, same question to you. What do you think?
Well, I think this, I would echo the point of a pilot program. We're supposed to learn as much as possible. This is the third year. This is the year to see if restaurants and residents can handle this new infrastructure and if and what are the benefits and burdens of it. So I would say judgment's still out for a lot of folks to see if this should stick around for forever. But I do think that there's a lot of lessons that we're learning from this. And there's certain things that we have responded to in this pandemic that we should keep. I actually do think that having some form of, you know, I think we had cocktail delivery. We've had and seen more digital imprint. We've seen restaurants adjust in terms of all sorts of different ways. And we as people have adjusted. So I think we're still too much in the learning phase right now. And I think if we don't come together on this and have a peaceful armistice, I don't know that it will come back.
Councillor, one more question to you. Yesterday, the Boston City Council approved an ordinance proposed by Mayor Wu banning protests outside residential homes between 9 p.m. and 9 a.m. You voted in favor of that. I'm just wondering if you're concerned about the level, the severity of pushback the mayor has gotten since she took office, first with vaccine mandates that have led to these endless protests outside her home, now with this outdoor dining fee. Are you concerned about that?
When I voted for this, it wasn't out of concern for the mayor's. I mean, she has police detail. It was more concern about what is I see as a growing trend of when we're upset about what a politician or a business or a person does, that instead of keeping it to the public space where they work or at the government buildings, we've decided that it's more appropriate to go to people's homes. Mm-hmm. And that is a concern to me that seems to be increasing. You know, when I voted for the budget in 2020, people came to my home at night, my home and the other eight city councilors, and put things on our homes, you know, defaced them, in the middle of the night. And that to me wasn't to do anything except to be in our homes and to intimidate. It didn't send a message to me at all, except that they know where I live. And so to me, I actually think that there's an unfortunate growing trend of people believing that that's a form of political discourse and protest. But again, this doesn't stop you from going to my home. It just simply says you would do so between the hours of 9 a.m. and 9 p.m.
Right.
So this is not banning. This is really just a time and place restriction on when you can come and feel free to camp outside my house and cause me whatever stress. I think it's also worth noting that when you come to a person's home, one, you don't know if I'm there. And two, you don't know what family member or friend is staying there, what illness, disease, or PTSD they may have as well, or that of my neighbors. So this is also trying to lessen the harm, of the carnage or the shrapnel, if you will, of someone's protest or picketing on innocent folks who just happen to live next to me.
Right.
So I think it's reasonable.
Got it. Well, that's Boston City Councilor Lydia Edwards. She represents District 1, which includes the North End. She's also a newly elected state senator representing the 3rd Suffolk District, which includes parts of Boston, including the North End. Lydia Edwards, thanks so much. We really appreciate your time today.
Thank you.
And Paul Scapicchio, lifelong resident of the North End and a former city councilor. Thank you as well, sir. Good to have you.
Thank you. Have a great day.